Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we'll take apart Medicare for All with Cheryl Blomstrom, the political consultant and financial expert for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The holidays are upon us, a time of celebration, family gathering, and gratitude. There are gifts to be wrapped, feasts prepared, love shared, and memories made. Life is precious, so let us cherish each other and all that we have. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We thank you for letting us enrich your lives, and thank you for your support throughout the year. Happy holidays.
RANNV.org.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Cheryl Blomstrom. She is a political consultant and formerly ran the Nevada Taxpayers Association, to give people a little context. I wanted to talk to you, and we've been privately emailing backward and forward about this, about Medicare for All and the cost of Medicare for All. And it just seems to me, it sounds wonderful. And anybody that's on Medicare is going to say, yes, it's because I'm on Medicare and it's the best thing ever. When
I'm
you were paying
getting ready
seven
to go on Medicare. Oh, I hope it's true.
You will love it. I wouldn't lie to you. You will love it. You just have to get that, you know, additional policy that goes along with the Medicare itself, the supplement.
Right.
But the numbers being thrown out, $32 trillion from the Warren campaign, or at least that's the estimates being applied to it, this makes no sense in the real world.
It does not. And I have heard upwards of $52 trillion. So there's $20 trillion of new spending. And the notion of basically half again on a single program what we spend collectively in our budget scares the stuffing out of me.
I mean, there just isn't any way that this would be reality. I mean, first of all, from a fiscal point of view, it makes no sense, as you say, doubling the budget, and therefore, and we're already running deficits, so it's not like we would actually be paying for this. I was interviewing Senator Reid a few months ago, and I said to him, the rich aren't going to pay this. This is going to fall, whatever taxes there are going to be, are going to fall on the middle class, because the rich will always find a way to get around it. They have accountants, they have paid, lots of them, CPAs, lots of money to avoid paying taxes wherever possible.
That's the way our tax laws work.
Right. The poor don't pay, but the middle class, which is where the money is. And he said, no, the rich are going to pay. Do you see that at all?
No, I don't. You and I agree on that. our tax laws incent avoiding taxes, not evading taxes, but avoiding them. And it's good fiscal policy to avoid what you can and pay what you must. But I disagree with Senator Reid.
So I go back to Ronald Reagan and Walter Mondale in their great debates. And at one point, Senator Mondale said to President Reagan, he's going to raise your taxes, and so am I, but he's not going to admit it. And I'm paraphrasing, but that was basically what he said. Yeah. Walter Mondale lost 49 states, and Reagan never said he was going to raise taxes, but did several times during his tenure.
Right.
So isn't this the easiest play for Donald Trump, that if Elizabeth Warren, for example, or Bernie Sanders has already said he's going to raise your taxes, but if Elizabeth Warren is the candidate, that all Trump has to do is say, it's going to raise your taxes.
And that would be true. Because she's, if they can do this politically, and that's a giant if, it has to be paid for. And as you say, the people that have the money in this country that are that is accessible is the middle class. So the middle class will definitely pay for this. The other component of this that troubles me, just to speak to the administrative side of it, is if you look at the numbers of doctors and hospitals that are kind of on the bloody edge right now, one of the ways that she proposes, I'm going to say she because that's the most detailed of the plans that we've seen, that Senator Warren proposes is to reduce payments to some people and, you know, barely increase payments to other people. But when she does away with the entire private healthcare system, all of those payments, which is the counterbalance to the leveling of Medicare, go away. So right, Medicare has to go up, or doctors get less, hospitals get less.
Okay, so explain that a little bit better.
Okay.
Because basically what you're saying, if I understand this correctly, is that the average person who is not on Medicare pays a higher cost of medicine to balance out the low rates of reimbursement
that
Medicare pays.
That is correct. The private private health care pays a larger proportion. More people are covered under private health care, first of all. But when that goes away and everybody gets shifted to Medicare, costs will have to go up or reimbursements will have to go down.
Do you see, I mean, you know, the computerization of the medical industry has thrown so many doctors into retirement because they just look at it and go, I don't want to be sitting, you know, I came here to heal people. I did not come here to click a mouse.
Right.
And they're spending more time trying to learn these new systems. And those systems will eventually get better and be more efficient. And the doctors can get back to more doctoring. But this has changed forever. I mean, the computer is part of medicine now.
That is categorically true. And I think for the betterment of medicine, actually, electronic medical records and electronic record keeping and the things that make it a little bit more seamless are good for medicine, but it's going to take a generational shift. The doctors that don't want to do it, don't want to do it. My doctor, who is substantially younger than I am, has medical records that are that way. My husband, on the other hand, who sees the same doctor, but he also receives some treatment through the VA. The VA and our doctor's office don't talk to each other. And so he has to physically take records from the VA and vice versa to our doctor and make sure that they have all the records.
It's great to be in this paperless society, isn't
it? Isn't it just? But I think that interface is a thing that's just a technological problem. But it hasn't been solved yet. So that's a thing that needs to be solved.
And let's throw into the mix also that this is not just a financial situation, it's a political situation. Unions have fought over the decades to get medical coverage for their employees, and in some cases, great medical coverage.
Yes.
They're called Cadillac plans,
yes.
And they do not want to see those go away.
Well, they've bargained for those plans because, particularly for those folks that have families, those plans are really important to keeping care of their kids and their family and, you know, their health situations. They bargain lower wages or different times off or, you know, different components to get that. So if you take that away, that seems unfair to me when they've bargained for them. And I think unions have a place. I have never been in a union. I probably, well, now I never will be in a union. But the idea that you could just one-sidedly take something away because I said so seems inapt.
Well, I guess I'm looking at it more from a political point of view,
sure.
Which is that you have people on the conservative side who are looking at this and going, the financial cost is insane. And then you have people on the other side saying, the liberal side saying, we worked hard to get these health benefits.
Right.
Our employees still don't make the money we think they should be making, but at least they have a good health plan.
Right.
And now you want to take that away. It just seems that this is going nowhere.
I think that's probably true. But in the meantime, we're selling a bill of goods to a lot of people unfairly, I think, that they think they're going to get this. And like you started the program with, it sounds really good. It isn't really good, but it sounds good. And unless you dig into the deep details of it, you're not going to know, and you're just going to be flim-flammed. And that's unfortunate.
The Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare,
right.
The president said many times over, if you like your insurance, you're going to get to keep it. That was not true. It did not happen. And these promises that are being made, it just seems to me that, in the Congress itself, because whatever the president would want to do, a new president would want to do, they've got to get Congress to go along with that. Otherwise, that law ain't going to get passed. I don't see that happening. Even if the Democrats retake the Senate.
Yeah, they're going to have to sweep the table in substantial numbers.
Like
90%? Well, 90 or 98. And they're going to have to convince their fellows, that their Democratic fellows, that this is the right way to go. And I would submit right now that that's not the case. There's some people on the far left that think this is the way to go. But I think Democrats in the center do not believe that this is a good idea.
And we've seen in the last election cycle, and actually in Nevada, the last several election cycles, that the pendulum can swing both directions.
Oh, it does swing, absolutely. We've lived long enough to see this pendulum swing. We are on I guess it's going from the right to the left now, but we're in a pendulum swing right now. It's going to go the other way. It happened, speaking of your friend Senator Reid, when he got rid of filibusters, that pendulum, people said, this is a really bad idea. The pendulum's going to swing. Boy, howdy did it.
Well, I think that in that particular instance, his choice was, how many judges can we get confirmed on the openings that we have available? And whatever happens next, be damned.
Yeah, but that's short-sighted, isn't it?
Well, it depends. I mean, if
Senator
Reid...
Short-term game, long-term pain?
Yeah, if Senator Reid was sitting here, he'd say, yeah, well, look at all the judges I got
we
in.
We won, didn't we? Yeah. But I think at the end of the day, it's not good for America. It's particularly not good for the Senate, where we have this, what do they say, the teacup that you settle things in, the calming teacup. We don't have that right now. And I think we need it. I think there's a place for a populist House, very representative and very local to the people. And there's a place for the Senate to be somewhat more deliberative and to calm things down and slow things down and take a reflective look at the long term. And we don't have that.
I don't know. I mean, you look at the majority leader, and he's got things sitting on his desk.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He controls the agenda. So whether there's a filibuster or not, you still hit that wall of the Senate. So you can get as much as you want passed in the House. But going back to the to Senator Reid, and getting Obamacare passed, mm-hmm. He had the 2/3 vote, but he had to fight at least 3 publicly of his senators mm-hmm. to be able to get that accomplished. It was not an easy lift. So mm-hmm. if you wanted any kind of certainty, what are you looking at, 70, 75 senators
yeah.
to have a comfortable enough margin to get 2/3?
Yes, I think so. That's an extraordinary number. Not out of the realm of possible, but improbable.
To say the least. Okay, we'll take a break, we'll be right back.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, presented to the financial expert and political consultant, Cheryl Blomstrom. So going back to Medicare for All, let's look at Obamacare. The fact that this program was created was an incredible political feat. Whether you like it or not, it was an incredible political feat.
Agreed. Just it was like, a heavy lift.
Yeah, Medicare, Medicaid, VA, Social Security, these were all huge programs that, came to fruition. All of the others had changes made along the way and continue to have changes made along the way to accommodate the times. Does it not make more sense to fix the problems with Obamacare than trying to do another whole program, which the odds are will never get passed?
It does to me. And it does if I'm in the Democratic majority, you know, albeit a slim majority on the upcoming basis, if that happens, that's what makes a great deal of sense to me. Not that I love Obamacare, because I quite frankly don't, but...
What don't you like about Obamacare? I mean, the top three things.
Top three things. You get to keep your doctor. That was categorically untrue. That there's a lot of blame throwing.
Now, hang on. Let me just ask you about that.
Sure.
Because I got to keep my doctors. Was that because I had my own insurance rather than going through a company plan that would, restrict the doctors?
I would
on
say
that
probably. I am not an Obamacare expert by any means, but I think that's probably the case. I also got to keep my doctor because I have had the same insurance and it's not through Obamacare. And I thought my insurance was expensive just for laughs when they put the exchange out. I went on the exchange and looked at what it would cost me, and it was more. And I don't qualify for subsidies.
Right. Well, and that's the problem, is that if you don't qualify for the subsidies, then the cost was too high for the average business person, especially, to be able to afford that. The thing that irritated me the most, let's make it about me, was that I was paying a huge amount of money, $750 a month, and got absolutely nothing for it. In the past, you had gotten the benefit of the insurance company negotiating rates, and so your prescriptions were at a certain level, your medical visits were at a certain level. When Obamacare came along, none of those things were covered. If you bought that insurance plan, you had a $12,000 or whatever it was deductible, and until you hit that deductible, nothing came in.
Right. And that's a lot of money, particularly for lower income families.
Anybody.
Well, anybody.
You tell me he's got 12 grand sitting around.
Not me.
For a medical emergency, right?
Not me. But it makes sense to me that that people were concerned about that. People, middle-income people, let's talk about the middle-income folk. They're just on the bloody edge of not qualifying for subsidies, and yet they still have these deductibles that they can't meet. Things change substantially, and I think a lot of doctors just went, I'm done with this mess. People that were close to retirement age or even a little beyond retirement age just said, this is not worth it.
Well, I think the reimbursement rates, that was where Medicaid went out the window for a lot of doctors.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, we'll deal with Medicare, but we're not going to deal with Medicaid. The reimbursement rates are just so low.
I'm in the middle of doing some physical therapy right now. And part of prepping for my Medicare change, which is coming up,
sure,
is talking to my various providers. My physician takes Medicare. My physical therapist's office doesn't. They said, I asked, you know, can we talk about that? Why? I need to know why. And it's because the rules for Medicare, it's a small practice. It's not a hospital practice. The rules for Medicare are extreme. There's lots of paperwork. The reimbursement rates are tiered. So the first half hour of Medicare covered physical therapy is okay. It's not great, but it's an okay reimbursement. The next 15 minutes, not so great. The last 15 minutes of an hour is not worth it. They said, we may as well write a check to Medicare to cover you. I'm like, that's not right.
To say the least.
So right. My back injury from the ding deck, which is getting better as a result of physical therapy, under Medicare may not be covered. Well, it probably won't be covered. I'll probably be paying for that because it's valuable to me.
Right. All right, let's take another break and then we'll be right back. Okay.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, continuing our conversation with Cheryl Blomstrom, the political consultant. Jamie Dimon was on 60 Minutes recently.
Mm-hmm.
J.P. Morgan Chase, the company he heads up, initially invested $100 million in the city of Detroit to help rebuild the community. And if you want to watch 60 Minutes and catch up on that episode, it's a great episode, really worth watching.
I'll do that.
And then they invested another $100 million because the first $100 million was working well and they were getting paid back. But I started to think, that's $200 million. The average new casino in Las Vegas costs $4 billion. $1 billion in the city of San Francisco on Market Street will rebuild 6 city blocks. $200 million, $4 billion, $1 billion. Your thoughts?
Well, Detroit, it's interesting because I did some looking at Detroit recently, just because I was interested in their suburban real estate market, which is improving, but still way down. Maybe in Detroit, things are less expensive. But I also heard from a friend whose sister lives in Detroit, and she is moving out of her neighborhood because the gas infrastructure in her neighborhood is dangerous, and they've had some explosions, and she's concerned about Detroit. So, but $4 billion for a casino, wow. Yeah, that's a lot of money. I did not
resort,
know that.
Resort World?
Yeah, those are...
The
those
Drew?
Are, they're big numbers.
Yeah, I mean, even the expansion of the Convention Authority is $1.2 billion. So that's just an expansion of an already in-place building.
Right, and those are...
Pretty soon it starts to add up to real money.
Well, it is, yeah.
That's where we got to leave it. Cheryl, always a pleasure. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next show.